Monday, March 14th, 2022, 7:04 a.m. Yeah, it sounds late, but we just had daylight savings time go by. And it actually took us by surprise this year. We woke up on Sunday thinking that we had an hour more than what we actually did. So we had to rush off to church. Kind of didn't really screw things up too much. We made it there, plenty of time to spare, but just a little bit of a anxiety saying, uh-oh, we don't have the hour we thought we had. So I haven't been posting, been kind of bummed out with the news from the Ukraine. I really should stop watching the news because of it, because it really does bum me out, and you know, I really don't feel like much like painting sometimes. And when I feel that way, I do other things, but you know, a lot of times I do find myself watching the news, well, at least in the morning and in the afternoon. That seems to be when you know, because they'll just repeat the same thing all day long. If you watch it in the morning and then in the afternoon, then you get pretty much covered on the, what's going on. So one of my projects that I've been doing is getting prepared for any kind of power outage. So I decided to go ahead and make an investment on certain things, a battery power station with solar panel charging capability, and also I went ahead and bought a generator that should pretty much power my whole house. So, but when you do that, you don't just buy the generator, you gotta connect it to the house in a safe way. So I went ahead and bought a transfer switch that I'm waiting on that I got installed into my home power panel, and from there I'll plug it into the generator via a cable, and so I got to deal with all that. Got the generator yesterday and I assembled it, and I haven't started it up yet, but it's a dual fuel generator. It's got gasoline fuel or propane fuel, so I figured that would probably be a good feature to have, just in case. Let's see. So that's where I've been with that. I'm going to start that up today and figure out if, you know, make sure it all works fine. All the outlets are producing power, power and everything. So let's see. Also, I've been working on the garden. I've got it tilled up pretty much. The chickens are still out there picking around in the dirt and stuff. So I'm going to have to close them off here pretty soon, which is going to upset my wife because she thinks it's cruel not to let them wander through the garden and pick everything up. But they have enough space. You know, when I close them off, they'll have a lot more space than a lot of other chickens I've seen. So, you know, they'll have the space all along the fence and everything. It's, you know, it's... And at times there'll be enough sunlight, but it won't have 100% sunlight. It's shaded pretty much back in there for those chickens. But at least they'll still have greens. You know, there's a lot of green stuff back there, that some weeds that I let grow. So they'll be able to pick that if they want. What else? Yeah, I don't know. Looking at the big panel, it's, like I said when I left off, it's coming along pretty good. I'm not sure if I'm close to being finished with that or not. I'm really not sure. So, let me take a close look at it here. Oops. Turn the light on, I guess, huh? Look at the area that I've been working on. Yeah. It looks interesting. Some chunks that break off. Yeah. I don't know if anybody would really like this or be interested in it. But it was fun painting. I learned a lot about white for sure. You know, how you can't really just put white pigment down and expect it to look white because it's not gonna look white for some reason. Not white in the sense that it's actually an actual object of white, you know, instead of just white paint. I really discussed. Oh, look at that. What did I do there? Yeah. Maybe that is good enough. You stand back and you don't see those things. And then when you get closer, you see, oh, yeah, I did a lot of different stuff in here. Not bad for never seeing a white whale or a whale that's this close up anyway. Okay. So let me make this a quick post, and you know, there's been a, we got a pair of hawks moved into the neighborhood. Let's switch that to the animal stuff. They moved into the neighborhood, and we can hear them calling. And one was calling out there just as daybreak was happening. And we also have somebody. It always seems like people dump animals at our house. So now we've got a black cat, a female black cat that looks like it may be pregnant, that's hanging around. Of course, the wife is feeding it. So we may have more kittens here pretty soon to deal with. Okay. Well, I should be painting more, but well, this week also, Thursday morning, I'm back on this bocce ball tournament league that I've been associated with. I don't think I've talked about this earlier, but it's way over in Folsom, and a bunch of Folsom people got this. Well, the Folsom Parks and Rec got the league together, but some Folsom people decided to create a team. And they asked me to be part of it, so I said, "Oh, okay, I'll do it." And it's kind of fun. It gives me something to do. I'm actually working doing that with people I worked with before, a lot of ex AT&T employees and on the other teams too. I was surprised I walked up and oh, here's a bunch of people I already know. You know, so that's kind of fun. So I'll be dealing with that this week too. And yeah, so inflation is overtaking us. I don't really want to drive the truck too much because of it. Gas prices are way up there. They're like about $5. They're over $5 a gallon now for regular. So that's kind of a bummer. Yeah, let me make this a short post and catch up with you later.